The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for the Bridgeway Hotel with a huge 7-metre screen you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Rush Hour with Bernie Vincent, yours truly. And we're down here at the Salisbury Hotel, and we say hello to our family. Hey. Get around them, Adelaide.
Big turnout, Jazz. Big turnout.
Massive show coming up, Bern. Now, as of right now, Bern and family, I've got 100 free beers to give away right now.
Do you count to 100, Jazz?
I can't, Bern, but I've got 100 free beers, so the bees are on us.
Get up to the bar. Look at them running.
Go and see the Rock Patrol boys. They'll look after you. Plus, we're going to hand out some raffle tickets. There'll be a prize at the end of the show. Double pass to see Under the Southern Stars. So we're here till 7 o'clock. I say a big hello to you, Bernie Vince.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, bit of support down here, Jazz. I like it. What a day. Steamy.
Well, what do you mean, what a day? Where's the bloody rain, mate?
Well, it's meant to be here.
I said
it'd be here about 4 o'clock, so I'm a couple of hours out. We might have to give Dad a call and ask him about it, because he seems to know everything
Farmer
about
Tim.
Everything. But, yeah, no, I thought it'd be a bit wetter by this stage, but still a good
we
day.
We do need lots of rain, but there's some big news coming out of the Melbourne Football Club. What's happening?
Big news. So they're up at Maroochydore at the moment in Queensland on a training camp, and they're doing a bit of match sim, I think, today, or this afternoon, and Max Gawn has gone down with a knee injury.
Oh dear.
So we'll keep very close to that one, because without Max Gawn, Melbourne are going to battle.
Oh, nice.
And they were expected to kick back into the eight this year, and that was their plans going forward. So big pressure. And, well, let's hope for starters it's not a serious knee injury, and so, it's not as bad as what they think, but did go down and was carried off, so they will go for scans, and we'll keep you updated as that unfolds. But big news, Jazz.
A lot of players are now getting injured in match sim.
Yeah, well, you got to train.
Why?
Well, you know, you got to train as you play. And if you're not training as you play, you don't play well anyway. So you might as well train and get injured than train below par.
Disagree with that. That's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said. Who's on the show, my boy?
Show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Ash Barty.
Yeah, okay.
Today, about bringing her niece into the
that's people are talking about that.
Big chat on that. But we've got a couple of big stars. We've got the Adelaide footy coach, Matty Nix, coming on. We've got the Port Adelaide skipper, Tommy Jonas, coming on. So we're going to ask him about a bit about footy, but a lot about the showdown cricket match on Sunday as well.
Massive.
And we're going to talk a little bit about, you want one of the all-time tennis greats to retire.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to disagree again.
Okay, my friend.
On that one. But plenty in the show, so listen in, tune in, and thank you, family, for joining us.
It's the Rush Hour.
With Bernie and Jars, live from the Salisbury Hotel.
I love it.
7, the freshly renovated Salisbury Hotel.
That's it.
The patio bar, we're shouting the bar as well.
There we are.
First 100 people down there, right? We'll shout your beer.
It's loose.
Crows coach Matty Nix on the phone next. Triple M. On Adelaide's Triple M, the all-new Rush Hour for 2020. The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. We're live from the Salisbury Hotel tonight till 7.
Bern, it's about time we checked in with the Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matthew Nix. We're not far away from the first bounce, and let's just see how he's tracking. And the boys, Matty, thanks for your time. We're live down here at the Salisbury Hotel. Come down and have a beer with us.
Well, it's perfect conditions, isn't it? Beautiful weather for a beer, but I got a little bit on tonight, unfortunately.
Well, the Adelaide Crows, their season launch tonight. What will be your message to the members tonight, mate?
Yeah, I look from a message point of view, Jars. It's really just about giving them some information about what we're doing, what we're trying to achieve. They're really important to us, our partners, and there'll be a lot of them in the room. So I think it's important that they get a better understanding of what it is we've been working on for the last 12 weeks. I think when it comes to the season and some pressure comes on, if they've got a bit better understanding of what it is we're trying to do, well, it's amazing you can stick tight in those moments. So it'll just be opening up. We've been doing a lot of work with our playing group on obviously changing our style slightly, prioritising a few other key areas that we feel are important going into the season. And I'll just let our members and some of our key corporate sponsors, I'll let them know what that is tonight.
It's been a great coaching journey you've been on. Started in as a development coach, and your coaching career blossomed from there, spent a bit of time back, bit of time forward, and then you found yourself in the role as a senior assistant. Did you feel you were obviously 100% ready, and is that the perfect apprenticeship, do you feel?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because I don't know, you feel like you're ready to coach when you come in as a first development coach, but you soon realise you're not. and I was one of those people when I first came into the industry. I was lucky enough to get that opportunity with Port Adelaide, but you never stop learning. So when someone says, are you ready to coach? I don't think you find out until the games start. I feel really good about the way I transitioned through. I think the senior assistant job is probably as close as you'll get to sitting in the hot seat, but as I said before, I've really enjoyed this 12-week period that I've had with our group, and yeah, we've got a great group of people at this organisation.
And Matty, what about the pressure on the playing group for 2020? Do you think it's going to be more from within, inside the change rooms, or external noise because of what's happened the last two or three years?
Yeah, I think there's always pressure, Jars. Yeah, if you're playing at this level of footy, there's such pressure on all teams to perform. I mean, our guys are super hungry to play footy. You see that when a team comes off and they don't meet their expectations from the year before. I guess, been blessed to come into this organisation at a time where the players are hungry, you know, and they're looking for someone to come in and help them get back to where they belong.
Rory Sloane, obvious choice as captain, both externally and internally, obviously. What are your initial thoughts on him, obviously working really closely with him now rather than just from an external point of view previous?
Yeah, it's incredible. We could have named Sloane captain, I reckon, after about a week. That was really just me getting around the group, getting a feel for where everyone sat, you know, spending time with Rory and just seeing how he operated. He's an outstanding leader, and he's got a number of different strengths in the way he goes about it. Obviously, on field, everyone knows how he plays his footy. He's a never-give-up style captain. What I also noticed, and probably more importantly, was how much he prioritised others. He was all about how we get better as a team. I guess the first week or so I spent, I knew that he was going to be right up there. We went through quite a process as far as speaking to all the players, getting the opinion of our whole group, including staff, on what we thought would make us better as an organisation, and especially as a football department. And in the end, we made the decisions we did with Sloane leading, you know, four other guys in our leadership group. So I think we made the right decisions in around that. We'll still get some amazing support from Tex Walker, who's obviously been in the position previously. Yeah. We've also got Daniel Talia, who's an amazing leader, super experienced, who's doing some great work as well. So we've still got a good core group of leaders sitting around those guys.
And you mentioned you consulted with people from within the entire footy club. Did it come down to your choice in the end, or was it sort of a number of different things?
Well, I mean, I also have a reasonably weighted input into what decision we make. So I took that on board, and, you know, I met with as many people as I possibly could and just got opinions.
Yep.
I didn't hide from the fact either that some opinions are worth a little more than others. You know, you've got a 10-year veteran who's played and understands what leadership's about. Well, you're going to listen to that person in comparison to a first year, but we had some great input from everyone, which is great.
Nixie, Bern and I are a little bit flat because there's a wonderful, wonderful game being played on Sunday, and we applaud both football clubs, T20 showdown, and this is bragging rights. Now, I know for a fact that you pushed hard for A, Jarman, and B, Vince to play in the Adelaide Crows side, yet people like Rory Sloane, who can't even hold a cricket bat, Tex Walker, terrible with the ball in hand, and yet not one phone call from the captain, Tommy Lynch. Mate, it's going to be disastrous. So I don't know what you've said to the boys, but Boone and I are very flat.
I'm not against a late call-up, to be honest.
Oh, good boy.
Oh, hang
you
on.
Know, there could be an opportunity there. I mean, if that pulls another 5,000 into the stands, which I'm sure, well, that's probably understating it with you two.
Go on, Matty.
I think it's going to be a great day. I believe
fantastic.
I'm doing a high catch. I'm sitting under a high ball. That'll be entertaining.
Oh. No gloves either.
Yeah.
Nixie, I've got to ask you a bit of a personal question here.
No.
Is it true? Now, I like to do my homework.
He's our senior coach.
Yes,
Kern.
I know. Bit of a personal question. You came over, Dean Brogan was living in his house, and his words was, you come in and said, you're out, we're in, because I'm the senior coach of the Adelaide Football Club now, and that takes precedent over anyone else. Is that true?
Yeah.
Out of his own house, Charles.
Nixie.
Is that something that came out of Dean's mouth? Because it would be.
Did it sound like that?
It was nothing like that at all. I came back, I said, mate, I'm kind of a big deal, get out of my nose. There was nothing like that.
Good boy.
I actually offered him, could have stayed in there. I was glad he's a selfless person, right? He's a really good man, so he got out for us.
Mate, well done. Good luck tonight for the Crows season launch. No doubt a lot of positive energy and looking forward to a fabulous year. And well done, mate, and thanks for your time. We'll speak soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well thanks, done. Nixie. Adelaide Crows senior coach Matty Nix. We'll catch up with him on a regular basis throughout the year, which is fantastic.
Look forward to that.
It's always exciting to have a new senior coach, isn't it?
It is.
It is,
because you want to impress, and especially with new coaches. It's a whole new structure to the footy club, really, and a new senior coach just gives you a little toe up the backside, and you want to impress early.
And little expectations and little less pressure on your first year senior coach. It's the second year. It's the second year that you need to start to deliver. Second. But we wish him well, and there's Matty Nix there from the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, live from the Salisbury Hotel. Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. They're live from the Salisbury Hotel this evening till 7 o'clock, the freshly renovated Salisbury Hotel, the patio bar. We're shouting the bar first, 100 people to get there, get free beer, and there's a raffle as well, your chance to win under the Southern Stars double pass as well.
Good on you, Timmy.
It's only one at a time. He's taking three of the 100, 97 left.
Now, what do you want to talk about Ash Barty for?
Well, big news today.
She's a superstar of Australian tennis.
Big news today. Yesterday she obviously lost.
Yeah.
And then in the press conference, she brought her niece in.
Yeah.
So Mark Woodford has questioned the motive of that, the great doubles champion.
Mark Woodford did.
Come out and questioned.
No, not Peckhead.
Yeah, Peckhead. Rednut. He's come out and said...
He drinks champagne.
He questioned the motive of bringing her in.
Why?
Well, he's saying that it deflects the big questions, the tough questions that reporters wanted to ask her.
Did they ask the tough
questions?
About
losing. Well, she tried to get the reporters caught up in the, you know, the cuteness and that of
her
little niece. So then they went a bit easy on it. So...
No.
That's what's happened.
Nah, Woody, out of line.
Out of line, you think?
Absolutely.
I think I can.
If
it's got
Ash Barty wants to bring a whole family into the press conference to sit next to it, good on her.
Yeah.
Good on her. You journos, have some balls and ask the tough questions with a three-year-old niece and her mum and dad. Could you just see how many people she has in her box? There's 13.
Yeah.
That's her team.
That?
Ash Barty's team's got 13.
That's good.
Bring them all in. Bring them into the press conference.
Bring everyone in.
Put them up front.
Okay.
But the journos and Mark Woodford, you have got that wrong, my friend. I'm sorry.
I think,
totally disagree with what he said.
I think Mark Woodford forgets that the niece is only 12 weeks old. 12 weeks old.
She's
so
12.
She's not going to understand the tough questions, is she?
And did she explain her loss?
She did in the end, yes.
Well, there you go. Well, so what are we worrying about?
They feel that the tough questions weren't asked like they wanted to because the distraction jars.
No.
Have you ever taken your son or daughter
absolutely.
Into a...
Even when I went to the tribunals, I took Stefan with me.
Well, that's a different situation. I should have tried that because I got suspended more than anyone.
I tried to get off.
Well, I took my niece and nephew out in my run out with in my 200.
In your 200th?
Which,
and how was that?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Did that distract you
feeling.
From your performance?
No one was asking me any questions. Played well and we beat Adelaide
did you?
At the Adelaide Oval.
Still
thanks for asking.
I still can't believe you're in a Melbourne jumper. That breaks my heart.
But, I think he's got merit. I think he's got merit.
Totally disagree, Bernd.
If it's her daughter, yes, but I don't know about
mate,
she,
Ash Barty is humble, down to earth. She plays wonderful tennis. She's done our country proud. She's number one. She can flame and do whatever she wants.
Well said, Jazz.
After six, Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas on the phone. Jazz puts Bernie on the 62nd bench. And Burns has got some big news coming out of the Melbourne Footy Club. It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz. Live from the Salisbury Hotel till 7.
Yes, good on you, family. We're here at the Salisbury Hotel. We're in the front bar. Come down and say hello. We're here till 7 o'clock. We've got a free beer to give away, raffles. I'm here with the great man, Bernie Vince. Now, Bernie Vince, I'm outside of the Salisbury Hotel.
Where are you, mate?
Well,
you're meant to be in here. Where are you? You started raining and you're like a kid at a water park.
It's
you're out there sliding.
Men.
You're out there sliding on the bitumen. Look at him. He's got his shirt off. This is not well, mate.
Not.
Mate, get inside. We've got a show to run here.
Rain!
Have a look at him.
Rain.
Up next, we've got Tommy Jonas from the skipper from the Port Adelaide Football Club. And Jars wants a big tennis player to retire, an all-time great, and I'm going to whack him over it. And we might even speak to someone. Yeah, he's getting clapped back in. Look at him. He's wet as a shag. He's like a two-year-old. There it is. Thunder's hit here. But I just spoke to the old man. They're in the middle of an absolute storm. Thunder, lightning at Stansbury.
Wow.
And I spoke to another mate at Millerton, Ronnie Cook, and they reckon it's coming. So it's about half an hour, 40 minutes away. Big storm coming.
Now,
we might have to sleep here tonight, Jars, and I'm not sleeping with you.
Donna looks after us
here. I'm not sleeping with you. I'm telling you.
Go and see the guys. They're in the front bar at the Salisbury Hotel. Port Adelaide's El Capitan, Tom Jonas, on the air next. The Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars, Triple M.
Now, Jars, our next guest. I always love talking to club coaches and club captains. Okay. Now, this guy is he's the captain of the Port Adelaide Football Club, but I need to ask him why he's not the captain of the Port Adelaide cricket team.
On Sundays, T20.
But welcome Tommy Jonas to the show.
TJ.
How are you, mate?
G'day, gentlemen. How
are
you doing?
You have a little nod, did you, mate? Did we wake you up?
Yeah, just shut the eyes for 5 seconds, and before you know it, it's an hour later. Sorry about that.
We've been trying, for our listeners out there, we've been trying to contact Tommy for a little while, but it is tough being
captain.
It's
important, Boone.
You know, it fills your head with a lot of things, so he needs a rest. Now, you're our newest recruit. You're joining the Rush Hour team this year.
Are you recruiting everyone, are you, at the moment, Boone?
No.
No, just the special ones.
The ones we want.
Yeah, nah, Sam's good boys. Can't wait to have a chat every now and then.
Now, you're the captain one out this year. Talk us through that process, and was that just a matter of Ollie putting his hand up and saying, look, I think you're the better man for the job?
No, it wasn't like that. It was more of a whole club discussion involving sort of the key stakeholders. So Chris Davies, Kenny, the board, they made a decision that's best for the whole club, and I was the one that was left at the end of it. So Ollie's been unbelievable the way he's handled it, and we've seen that the way he's been training and leading himself around the group.
Now, David King has come out and said Port Adelaide are going to be the bolters of 2020. He's got you in the top six. Is that what we can come to expect? Have you been training well, you boys?
King, you're getting around us. Oh, you know what it's like this time of year, Burn. Everyone's training the house down, so we're definitely doing that. So we're feeling really good and not putting any limit on what we can do this year. We've got a really exciting young group. So, yeah, pretty keen to get into it and see how we fare.
Tommy, as you can appreciate and respect, there's been a lot of frustrations from your members in the last couple of years. An inconsistent side, you play well at times, hard to read. What can you give to your supporter base moving for 2020 that they can actually stick fat and go, right, we know exactly what they're playing and this is who we stand and what we stand for?
Yeah, those are fair criticisms, and I suppose we're just going to go out there this year and play a brand of footy that our team can be proud of. And you know, that won't mean we win every game, although, you know, you never say never, but we're gonna play that style of footy that you can be proud of, and it's exciting and bold to watch. And if you look at our list, there's some super exciting boys coming through, and, you know, we're not putting any limits on where we'll finish this year and what we can do. So stick fat, and, it'll be worth it.
You spoke about training a little bit before. What transition are you in at the moment? I know before Christmas there's a lot of running, a lot of fitness stuff. Then you go into sort of match sim and maybe even an internal coming up. Is that where you're at the moment? A lot of match sim?
Yeah, fortnight to first internal. So we've just been doing a little bit of match sim, which has been a nice shift from sort of the small field, lot of running games. So really enjoying that. And the boys are getting the competitive juices really, really flowing. So we're basically into season mode now. So we'll play a trial match, and then the JLT comes around pretty quickly after that and the season following that. So it's heating up pretty quickly.
Two players that really are very important when you boys are up and about. Charlie Dixon, obviously he's had a very good pre-season, and Hamish Hartlett, good to get him back full.
Yeah, it's great to see Big Mick running around and bossing the boys around. He's got his full swagger back, so he'll be really important for us. That's like having another new recruit. And then you know what Hearts he brings. He's super tough and he's a great leader around the group. So if we can get that continuity of footy out of him, that'll be massive for us as well. So that's very exciting.
Now, moving on to the more important questions, Jazz. Are you a batsman or a bowler, and what are you going to bring this Sunday? Because I tell you what, the Crows have bolstered their lineup with the Redbacks included in their side, or the Strikers included, because they were looking very, very ordinary before they recruited them. What can we see from you?
Yeah.
And are you going to headhunt anyone? Because there's been a little bit between Chad Sayers and Tex at the moment.
Yeah, I might have to jump on Twitter and get involved, because Tex is trying to take a few boys down. But made it very clear the whole way through that I'm neither a batter nor a bowler, but I'll still hit Tex for six. So looking forward to the
good
weekend.
Wouldn't be hard.
They clearly don't have any spinners or batters down at West Lakes, because that's all they've picked up. So I'm not really sure what they got.
Now, how are you going to go with Rashid Khan, mate, if you're batting? What are you going to do?
Well, we've got first look at him. So a few of the boys faced up to him the other day, and pretty comfortable, I'm not going to lie. So
comfortable. He didn't bring his bag of tricks.
He's feeling pretty good about that.
Well, you know what the Hurricanes did?
What?
The Hurricanes just swept him. Yeah. Get your front leg right down and just sweep him
over
square leg.
You got to play him like an off spinner, don't you? You just don't want to get knocked
over.
That's
the boy. Hey, it's a great cause, and congratulations to the two footy clubs. So we want a massive crowd there on Sunday. And as you know, our fellow families got wiped out with the bushfire in Kangaroo Island and obviously Cuddly Creek. So, yeah, well done,
very
mate.
Good cause.
To you and the boys.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a big crowd down there and make it a brilliant day for all.
Well, obviously you've had your sleep now. You'll have a bit of feed. You might go to the pitches. And then
Friday,
up to 1
it?
O'clock in the morning.
A few beers.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. You've got to check your skinnies. But all the best, mate. Thanks for chatting. Good luck on Sunday, and good luck for the start of the year.
Beautiful, boys. I'll see you there.
There he is.
Thanks, Tommy. And a new recruit for the Triple M
Good
Rush
boy,
Hour
man.
This year. So every second week, we're going to speak to the Port Adelaide
to
skipper.
Tom Jonas, number
and hopefully,
one.
Hopefully, we might have to just send someone around there to wake him up before each interview.
Nice.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tommy Jonas.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on Triple M live from the Salisbury Hotel. You've got, 45 minutes left to drop by. They're in the front bar. Grab a raffle ticket. Your chance to win Under the Southern Stars double passes and Strikers final tickets as well.
Nice work, Timmy, and it's bucketing down outside. She's going to get ugly, isn't it?
Oh, real ugly.
Port Lincoln's flooded. Kangaroo Island just drenched,
which
is great news. Yeah.
We're going to get Dad on in a minute.
Okay.
We're going to speak to him about the weather. Apparently, thunder, lightning, torrential.
Ooh, fantastic, though, isn't it?
It's great for our country.
Okay. Now, Bern, I just want to... Look, you've joined... This is your second week with the new show.
Yes.
5:30 to 7.
Yes.
And, look, we all know who you are and what you've done.
Yes.
But... I want to get a little bit more personal.
Oh, I'm a bit nervous.
I want to just get, I want to know a bit more about you. Okay. and for our listeners out there, our family. Our family are very close to us, and
yes.
we're stuffed without them.
We are. We love them.
So let's start. Timmy, if you've got a little clock there, I'll get going, right? You ready?
All right.
Full name?
Bernard Kane Vince.
Family members' names and how many?
Carly, Kira, Ellie, Shayla, sisters.
So
Mum, Serena, Dad, Tim.
Okay.
So four sisters, Mum and Dad.
Biggest influence on your career?
Probably my dad.
Dad, Tim. What age are you?
34.
How would you describe your dad, Tim?
Aloof.
I was talking a minute, buddy.
Well, who will ask him?
Who's your hero besides your dad?
Tony Modra and Darren Jarman. Darren.
We'll just finish this up then. That'll do, Tim.
Sure.
You can get stuffed. Nah, I'll let it go.
Yeah, 20
fair, because they're my heroes as well.
Yeah.
Who's cuter, Abby, your wife, or Prince William's wife, Katie?
Abby.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's similar looking.
I only said that because she's in Melbourne.
She's gone back today.
Favourite AFL team?
Adelaide.
Which AFL coach was the biggest disappointment?
Brenton Sanderson.
Best junior footy coach?
Jack Glasbrook.
Nice, Jack. What age were you when you had your first pash?
I was in year 7. I was at the Millerton Basketball Club, or out the back of the courts.
How old were you? 7.
Yeah, and year seven.
Okay,
see,
so
7's
you,
a bit young.
Yeah, so
I probably tried it, but I wouldn't have known what I was doing. I nearly knocked my front tooth out.
And the name of the lass?
Kerry Allen.
Nice, Kerry.
Married now, though. So.
I'll start the clock again.
From America.
I thought you'll keep going. But what religion are you?
Anything I need to be at a certain given time.
So you haven't got a religion? You're not Catholic?
I believe in anything that people tell me. I give everyone one opportunity.
Okay, can you do an impersonation of a hungry donkey?
Eeyaw! 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 Where'd that question
Thank
come
you,
from?
Thank you, Bernie Vince.
Who's that getting to know me?
Thank you, Bernie Vince. Well played.
It's a Rush Hour.
What do they sound like? Oh, he's put his mic down. He doesn't want it.
It's a Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Triple M.
Plenty more to come, Jars, but you've upset me a little bit. You want you're calling for the head of a big worldwide sportsman.
Be careful how you word that.
Big worldwide sportsman.
Yeah, but be careful how you word it, champ.
Well, what do you want? What are you? You're not calling for their
head? We're going to have a discussion.
Okay, sorry.
About one of the greats.
Did I word that wrong?
I want his head. I want his head.
You don't want him to play again. But we're also going to do that. We've got a little bit of footy news coming up. And also we're going to talk weather with the one and only Farmer Tim. He's coming up. It's pouring over there.
Nice hooking, Ben.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Triple M and REA's Kick for Cash is back. Yatala United home game this week. Triple M and REA are giving soccer fans another crack at $1,000. You get 3 attempts to hit the crossbar. If you hit it, $1,000, all yours. REA members get insurance against the kick as well. If you miss, $250. All right, there you go. Register now at triplem.com.au. REA, get a quote for award-winning insurance today. It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Triple M. on Adelaide's Triple M. It's a rush hour with Bernie and Jazz. They're live from the Salisbury Hotel.
Now, Jazz, you're not calling for their head. What are you doing?
Now, look, I watched him the other night, and for me...
Who is
and,
it?
And
first?
This will be a debate.
Who is it?
Roger Federer.
You want him to retire?
Yes.
You want him to finish? Done.
And the debate will be, is he the greatest ever tennis player of all time?
Well, he is.
But some will say no, Jazz. Rod Laver is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just, this is just my, this is what I, so I watched him against Djokovic, the Joker.
Yep.
And he's 38 years old as we speak.
39 this year.
30, at the moment he's 38. Yeah. He looked cooked.
He was injured. He was injured.
Burn, the body can only take so much. Mm. You know, you got to understand, and don't get me wrong, I think this will be his last year. I think he'll retire. I have some sort of gut feeling that he may retire after Wimbledon because that's his favourite. You know, the Australian is his favourite. They're his love child.
Yep. He's won a lot of Wimbledon.
Does he still have the quality of tennis left?
Well, just watching him and Djokovic.
Yes or no?
I loved it.
Yeah, but yes or no? Does he still have the quality of tennis left?
Yes, he does.
Okay,
he does because he was half injured. And Djokovic mentioned that after. He goes, any lesser quality of a man wouldn't have shown up.
Is he still a threat to world tennis?
He is because he made the semi-finals, Charles.
Okay, tick.
He's number three. He's ranked number three in the world. He made the semi-final of the Australian Open, a Grand Slam. He is still going as well as anyone out there.
So you still believe he's still got another year or two to go?
Well, I think he's got another year. I'd go next year as well.
So you're saying he's got two more years to go?
Yes, I do.
So he's going to play well into his 40s. Yeah, but you're going to say he's going to play well into his 40s.
Well,
and maintain that quality of tennis.
If you do your maths, well into your... I said he'd go for another 2 years. You said he's 38. That's 40, not well into his 40s.
Hang on, you said he's going to be 39 this year. Then next year he's 40. Bern, I would like to see him go out on a high note.
Yeah, so would I. But
I don't want some... You know, bum that's ranked 170 in the world to knock him off.
He needs that mentally to go, okay, I am done. But while he's still making semi-finals, that's all. You think about it, Juz. These up-and-comers that, you know, rank 5, 6, 7 in the world think they're great tennis players. That's all they've done. Because Djokovic, Federer and Nadal have won everything in the last 10 years.
Well, 15.
Almost.
Yeah,
almost everything. So I
felt for him the other night. I don't know who was carrying. I know he was carrying some sort of ailment, but I felt for him.
You've got to feel for a champion like that.
And you don't want to see him, like I said, I don't want to be watching him getting smashed by some up-and-coming...
Until he gets smashed by an up-and-comer.
So when will he make that decision? When will he sit down with his team and go, you know what? I can't sustain that level.
Well, he probably
I tried,
knows,
but I can't.
He probably knows now, and you get that when you
play
a
footy.
Little bit older in footy.
Yeah.
You can't do the things you used to be able to do.
Oh, hang on.
But he still finds it. You think you still can, but I know you can't. that's another point. That's another topic for another time.
He
just can't quite do the things he used to do. But he, Jazz, if you're making semi-finals of the Australian Open, a Grand Slam, you're still going pretty well in my book. I think he probably needs to get done in the first round somewhere. Say Wimbledon comes around.
Right, and he gets done
smacked in the first round by a young kid
then
coming
you think
through.
He might make
and
a
he'll
decision.
Go, hang on, I think I know now.
Yeah.
But you would have known. I know. Blighty gave you the arse. You wouldn't have known.
Yeah,
there's a point in your time. There's a point in time when you're out there playing, you go, I know, I did it. I was like, oh, I know, it's time.
Yeah, okay.
A young kid got around me. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
21 Grand Slams. What a remarkable...
Oh, unbelievable
and like
career.
I said, you know, he sits alongside Rod Laver, surely.
Yeah. I think he's almost just ahead because the people that he comes up against now, they're professional athletes now. Back when Rod Laver was playing, he was probably professional, but a lot of the others would have been working and doing all the other stuff.
Okay.
So, here to Roger Federer.
You're backing
Keep
him
going.
I'd like him to retire... On a good note, when that is, that could be mid-year, but we'll wait and see. Nice chat.
Good
up
argument.
Next, Tim Vince. It is bucketing down with rain outside the Salisbury Hotel. Everyone is just jumping for joy.
Stansbury is lightning and thunder. So hopefully he's not playing golf at the moment. He might get struck.
Triple M's rush hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Hey, Marge, the rains are here.
Yes.
No, mate, I should change that to Jazz. Hey, Jazz, the rains are here.
Oh, nice.
So we need to talk a little bit of farming because the farmers are jumping up and down at the moment back home and all around the state because we haven't had rain for a long time.
No.
And we're getting a lot of it at the moment.
Beautiful.
So all my mates are back there, very happy. You know what happens when it rains? They don't go and work.
Where do they go?
They go down to the pub.
Nice.
Because they've got money to spend. They spend money before they get it. Beautiful. That's coming up, the chat with Tim Vince. Beautiful. So stick around.
Well done.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call right now on the Rush Hour. Got a Monster Truck Rumble Premium Family Pass giveaway. Lodex Hires Monster Truck Rumble, Saturday, Feb 8, Adelaide Showgrounds. Tickets at tickettech.com.au. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. They're live from the Salisbury Hotel till 7. 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M. The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. They're live from the Salisbury Hotel for another 16 minutes.
Hey, let's talk about this magnificent rain that has smashed our city at the moment. Smashed Kangaroo Island, Port Lincoln. He's on the farm, he's on the land. His nostrils flare every time he gets the phone call. He makes his debut on the new Rush Hour, and Tim Vince joins us. G'day, Tim, the father of Bernie. Welcome.
How you going, boys?
Very well.
Jeez, you don't sound that excited, Tim.
I'm excited. Don't worry, it's all good.
All right, talk to us. The rain.
Well, generally what happens when it rains here, the farmers head to the Dalrymple, the local waterhole, and I've actually warned the wife that I may be a bit late because the creek could be up. There's no creek there, but don't tell her.
Oh, sorry, I mentioned that. Oh, I got taught that at a young age. The creek, mate, we can't get home.
Don't tell poor mum there's a creek.
No, it's pretty good. There's lightning and stuff out in the bay. There's a bit of local flooding, which we have to put up with. No damage, really. Just in front of the pub, she filled up with water. The drains were all blocked and some idiot drove through and washed half the front bar out, yeah, which is good.
How many inches of rain do you reckon you've got, Tim?
Well, we would be well over half an inch, but it's still pouring at the moment, so it's pretty good, really. Actually, the consensus in the front bar is global cooling, they're saying. it's swung around quick.
Global cooling, that's something we haven't heard of lately, Jazz.
No,
global cooling.
You'll hear a bit of it in the next couple of days. There'll be a bit of cooling effect, I would think.
Yeah, they'll be cooling the back of their throats tonight.
With all the farmers at the pub, and obviously your lovely wife realises there's a creek that's being flooded, do you have Uber drivers up there?
No, we just sneak home, but responsible driving.
Can you say Uber for us? Say Uber.
Uber?
So he says Uber. Uber. Yeah. He goes, Bern, can you get one of those bloody Uber bloody things? Yeah. We need to get home. Uber. I'm like, what's a Uber?
Yeah. I've never had a Uber either. I got my horse tied up out the back. I'll ride that home. That's running.
What's your horse called?
I didn't name it. Yeah.
Just in case you lose it.
Yeah. But it's fantastic, though, getting this rain for the land, isn't it, Timmy? Because it's much needed, and our country and our state's copped the whacking over the
more
summer.
More so where the fires went through, you know, at Kangaroo Island, that they'll get a bit of cover on their ground and it won't drift. And, yeah, it's good for them. It's it won't really do us a lot of good right at the minute. We still celebrate it, of course, but we sort of look for a break around Anzac Day. That's when we get real excited. That's when the lip sort of curls up. Anzac Day.
Like a ram getting dropped in with the ewes, Jars. Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
They just lift their top lip above their teeth. And that's what he does when it rains.
See, Jars would probably rush straight into the mob where me and Bernard just walk down and wait at the trough.
Old bull, young bull.
Yeah.
Tim, tell us about your farming. Farming's easy these days, isn't it? Because you've got your GPS systems.
Oh, no. You haven't gone there.
You just sit there. You let your tractor do everything. You just sit there with a remote control at your lounge room, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not as easy as that.
We were shearing the last 2 days. You can imagine how hard that was in the heat. Yeah.
43 degrees.
Real thirst up. Yeah, it was 47
You still shearing
at our place.
A few or...?
Just the odd one. Yeah, very odd, but the odd one. Yeah.
Now, mate, really appreciate the weather update. Just before we let you go, you're golfing. Your son took me out the other day, and it was a wonderful day, and I learned a lot. Your golf etiquette, you
pretty
struggling?
Good.
No,
good with the etiquette. Not much good at golf, but my etiquette is very good.
Explain.
Played on some big courses.
Yeah, he has. He's played on all the good
big
courses.
Big scores on a lot of the big courses,
He reckons he gets good value for each time he plays because he has a lot of hits. So for his money, he has almost a dollar a hit. It's right. Only $100 around. Yeah.
Now, I heard that you parked half a mile away, Jazz.
He did.
What's that about?
That annoyed me.
I usually park in the President's Park when I go in. I get up close.
He has done that.
I have that many hits that, I'm usually knackered by the end of it. I need to be close.
I'll tell you, you know the etiquette I was telling you, like shadows in putting
pass,
marking the ball, taking the flag out when it's your turn.
Yeah, what's dad like?
I've told him every time I've played.
Yeah.
Still doesn't do it.
Oh, no.
Still doesn't do it.
No.
Nah, you know.
Nah.
Well, at least I've never seen him lay on his back and get his hammy stretched.
Stop it.
You have.
I haven't done that yet, but I could do it later. I think we should have a challenge, Jars, by the sound of it. But I'll give you
absolutely.
The only tip I can give you is park close. Yeah, that's the only golf tip I've got for you.
Mate, thanks for calling in and great news about the rain coming through.
Jeez, no worries. Right, I'll see you.
All right. And feed that horse before you get home tonight.
What about that? He reckons he's battling and he's got a horse tied up. Yeah. What does he think? He's in the 50s.
And the creek bed's flooded.
Oh, the creek. There's no creek at Stansbury.
Your mum knows all the
tricks. He's used that one before, though,
Well
he
done.
Thinks mum's asleep.
There he is, Timmy Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. They're live from the Salisbury Hotel. Check out the freshly renovated Salisbury Hotel patio bar. Back to wrap the show next. Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour. The all-new Rush Hour for 2020. Bernie and Jars are live from the Salisbury Hotel tonight.
Good on you, Timmy. Giving away 100 beers right now as we speak. We finish up at 7 o'clock. Go and see our Rock Patrol boys for the voucher. Be quick. Plus, we're handing out raffle tickets to win 10 doubles. 10 doubles to see the Strikers play tomorrow night.
I want one of them.
Yeah, don't miss your Adelaide Strikers this Saturday. 7:10 sharp at Adelaide Oval in the knockout finals. Enjoy kid zones, fireworks, music and more. Tickets at adelaidestrikers.com.au.
Now, let's just update on some footy news happening before
news.
We get to the big news out of the Melbourne Footy Club. Jake Stringer, they reckon, is looking magnificent after a wonderful pre-season. He's a very important player.
Needed to. Went from the Bulldogs to Essendon.
Went to the fat club.
Poor off-season.
Yeah,
got fat.
Yep.
Had a poor year. Yep. Came back a little bit better. Had an okay season. Yep. I'm looking forward to what he produces this year because he needs to stand up.
They reckon he looks very scary. Dropped about 6 to 7 kilos.
He's got some talent. Well, if he's fit and he's one of the most talented in the comp, look out.
But an impact player.
Impact player.
Tommy Mitchell, Hawthorn Football Club, sorely missed last year. What a wonderful player.
He's
back
forgotten.
On track for round one.
He's forgotten. He's the forgotten man in the AFL.
Wow.
He won a Brownlow, and then it just hasn't been seen. It feels like 10 years we haven't seen him. But how good's that? It's like a new recruit for Hawthorn, so look out.
Averaging what per game?
Oh, 38 or something. Stupid.
You can't find that.
Average that for a year, Jars.
Yeah.
Did you ever average?
About 45.
Yeah, well, William Gazer.
Great news for Tommy Mitchell and the Hawthorn Footy Club. Just want to shout out, I know the family very well. Alex Spann has now been appointed the new North Adelaide Football Club captain.
Oh, nice.
For 2020. Yeah. A wonderful young man, a wonderful family. So all the best to young Alex Spener and the Roosters under new coach Jacob Sargent. Yeah. We wish him well. So well done there. And now, the big news out of the Melbourne Football Club, not good.
Well, no, the big news is like better news than what we thought. So we've coming out of Melbourne or the Melbourne Footy Club, they've put out a statement that he's got a medium medial strain. So that's probably 6 weeks. It starts to cut into preparation games, JLT.
So Max Gorn was in fantastic.
Oh, he's always
an elite runner.
He's one of the best trainers you'll see.
But again, that's just your curse down there, that footy club.
Absolutely.
Young
cursed.
Brayshaw's hurt himself.
You know what's happened? Angus Brayshaw.
Angus, I said Brayshaw.
Has really hurt his, hyperextended his elbow. So he's got a big brace. You know, remember Sean Wren, the knee brace he used to play with?
Yep.
It's basically like that on his elbow at the moment. So he's obviously not doing much training. No ball in hand stuff, which you need the balls in your hand coming up to this part of the year. So Melbourne Footy Club under a lot of pressure. Yeah. Our friend Simon Goodwin, the coach of the Melbourne Football Club, under big pressure this year too. So he'd be very disappointed.
Don't worry about Kenny Hinkley under severe pressure.
Oh.
Simon Goodwin's right behind him.
Both of them.
Maxi Gorn, do you think will be back around three or four?
Well, he's 6 weeks away. So what's round one? Round one's about that time away.
Okay.
So if anyone can do it, he can do it because he's
a
very fit man. He can do it. But, it's not the ideal preparation coming into round one, is it?
Well done, mate. Been a great week. There's a little birthday cheerio.
Little birthday. Mick's 63rd birthday yesterday. So where's Mickey?
Mickey!
Andy!
Well done, Mick.
Right, make sure everyone, there's probably 163 in here, but make sure everyone gets him maybe just a butcher or something small.
Beautiful.
Because otherwise you won't be able to walk out of here. Well done, Mickey. Oh, he's got two running at the moment, so big shout out to him.
Have a good weekend. Good luck to the Strikers.
Cricket.
We'll be there on Sunday calling the cricket.
Yes, we will.
The Triple M team.
And we're playing cricket tomorrow.
And we're playing cricket tomorrow.
So
and DSL, Dead Set Legends, tomorrow morning. Greg Blue and I, 9 Ooh. Till 12. You're missing.
Bit of blood or a bit of feud there between you. Steve. You're going to be okay?
Ugly. It could get ugly.
If you need help, give me a call. I'll be on my way to Stansbury.
Thanks, family.
Thanks, family.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. For the Bridgeway Hotel, with a huge 7-metre screen, you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.